Hello to our radio listeners with us this morning. This is Pastor Nathan Laska here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Elgin, North Dakota. We pray our worship service to be a blessing for you this coming week. Our worship services are broadcasted every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on 1400 AM radio. If you are interested in worshiping with us in person, Emmanuel Lutheran Church gathers together Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at the intersection of Dakota Street and 3rd Avenue in Elgin, North Dakota. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is part of a tri-parish with Trinity Lutheran Church in Carson and St. John's Lutheran Church in the Paradise area. Three churches, one gospel message, one Savior. Trinity Carson gathers together at 9 a.m. and St. John's Paradise gathers together at 7:15 a.m. Sunday mornings. God's blessings on your day and week. Good morning. Welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church, this seventh Sunday in the season of Pentecost. Jesus teaches us a parable this day. How the kingdom of God is like that sower sowing seed. As the seed leaves his hand, so does the control leave his hand. And yet all is well. All is good. There shall be this harvest. This is the Lord's business. This growth, this fruit. The sower keeps sowing. By the grace of God, this message of Jesus, our Savior from sin. We follow our service, the common service, found on page 15 in the front of our hymnal. Before we turn there, we begin with our opening hymn, hymn 337, Delay Not, Delay Not. Hymn 337, may God bless our worship this morning. Please stand. We turn to page 15, we find the common service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given us His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank You for planting in us the seed of Your word. By Your Holy Spirit, help us receive it with joy and to bring forth fruits in faith and hope and love. Through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated. Our first lesson this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 55. The great invitation of the Lord, how His ways are higher than our ways, and how He sends His word to water, replenish, and refresh the earth. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The word of our God. We join in our psalm of the day, Psalm 65. We find it on page 89 in the front of our hymnal. We sing the psalm together. Psalm 65, page 89. Our second lesson this morning is taken from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3. Since the church of God is his field, his garden, his building, who gets the credit for the growth? After all, what is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Please stand.
Alleluia, alleluia. My word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Alleluia. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 13. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. The birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in the heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on the rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess together our Christian faith. We use the words of the Apostles' Creed. Those words are found on page 19 in the front of our hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We sing our hymn of the day, hymn 544, Preach You the Word. Hymn 544. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and through faith in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Words of meditation this morning, words from our gospel reading. This parable of Jesus, this teacher, wisdom incarnate, who speaks in such a way. Matthew 13. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. So far, the gospel of our Lord. Dear friends in Christ, I'm sure it's frustrating when Jesus teaches in parables. Lord, why do you speak this way? Wouldn't plain language serve you better? Those already perplexed continue to be perplexed and more so. And there's plenty I don't understand. Jesus, can't you just use simple words in simple ways? It's a question Jesus meets with an answer. Why he teaches in parables. The disciples are already on it. That those who see may not see. That those, though hearing, may not hear nor understand. The rejection of Jesus, the hardening against him, it's already happened. The parable is for those who are listening and for those who will continue to listen. The confused will continue to be confused, but to those who are following this Jesus, who know him, who he is, what he has come to do, the Savior from sin, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, God made flesh, the Word made flesh, wisdom itself incarnate. These parables are a bottomless chest of riches. Those listening will never be exhausted by the parables of Jesus. He speaks this way most often, describing what the kingdom of God is like. Plain language would fail us describing what the kingdom of God is like. With the parable, does Jesus clothe the infinite with the common? He couches the unimaginable in the everyday. And this parable, boy, isn't it every day for us. The parable of the sower. Something you see, something you relate with every season. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop. 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. The The farmer goes about his task knowing the success rate will be less than 100%. He knows it already. Yet he does it anyway. He knows the not ideal can happen for a plethora of reasons. There's the seed that falls along the walkway, that walkway down the side of the field, that walkway along the middle of the field. The sower is flinging the seed as evenly as he can. Some fall along the path, exposed, stepped on. Seed made snatchable. Who would be surprised that it gets snatched? The problem, not the sower, and the problem, not the seed. Some seed falls along the rocky soil. No depth, no room for root. At first it looks good. The farmer and everyone is excited. Everything going along as you think it should. But then as the sun goes higher in the sky, the days get hotter. The plant burns out. For there is no room for root. Then there's the seed that falls along the weeds. That crowded place where things not intended to flourish just keep flourishing. And that crop that the sower intended to grow is crowded out. Those weeds are parasites. They soak in everything. They absorb everything, the water, the light, all the nutrients. What is sown is choked and starved and dies. The problem, not the sower. The problem, not the seed. But then there's some. There's the some that makes it on that good soil, receptive, deep, undistracted. And where seed meets soil like that, there's growth. There's sprouting. There's a harvest. All out of the hands of the sower. And that's okay. The seed on the good soil produces. It produces a crop. It produces fruit, food, and seed for next year for the sower to do it again. And there he will be doing it again. The sower goes out to sow his seed. The kingdom of God is like that. As he does with many of his parables, Jesus says, "Let he who has ears, let them hear." Let ears function the way that they were intended to function. When the word of God goes out, let ears be like the good soil. Receptive, deep, undistracted, listening. Even though something illogical might be going on, may the listener continue to listen. May the ears work more and the mouth work less when the word of God is cast on the earth. This is God's business. For this is God's field. You, the listeners, You, the ones with ears. To the masses, many are confused and perplexed, but to the disciples, Jesus does close ranks. He does give the meaning of the parable, though you already know it. Listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The word goes out, and there will be some who keep it at a distance. It doesn't sink in. This isn't for me. Now's not the time. And that enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, who would be surprised that the snatchable gets snatched? The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. There's that new convert, there's that visitor in worship, there's the student in catechism class, the student in Bible information class, and everything's good, everything's wonderful, everyone's excited, this is going well. I'm a Christian, how awesome. Healthy, wealthy, wise won't I be. All my problems will stop bothering me. Short-term thoughts aren't met. There's burnout. And it's disappointing. The one who received the seed that fell among thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, choke it and make it unfruitful. Then there's that listener who always seems to find more things important than listening. More things are important than the word. It becomes less and less the priority. Listening. There's always that bail to move. There's always that fence that needs mending. That word emergency gets stretched out beyond all recognition. And it's crowded. Oh, things are so crowded. Choked and starved. Fitting words for such an incident. But then there's the some. The some that make it. That seed that falls along good soil, receptive, deep, undistracted. And there's a crop. The natural question one might ask at this junction of Jesus' words is, oh, what soil are we? What soil am I? The honest look inside oneself, the honest look at my sinful heart, I've been all of them. And so have you. It's It's the Word of God that prepares hearts. It's the Word of God that changes hearts. It's the Word of God that softens hearts. Like the rain and snow coming down from heaven, that is the Word of God too. May the listener continue to listen. For this seed is the message of Jesus, Savior from sin, yours and mine, the rescuer we need, the rescuer we have from sin, death, and the devil. From the wrath of God, the one who soaks that all up. The first fruits from the dead, and that victory given to you, the one who cries out on the cross, "It is finished." It's the seed of God. It's the Word of God. And it produces fruit. Fruit that will last. Food and seed for the next time. The sower is about his business. The kingdom of God is like that. The Christian knows that who he is and what he is and why he is all because of the Word of God. It's why we're here. It's why we've been here. It's why we plan to be here again. It's the common parable of unending depth. The Word of God going out. The earth is full of the goodness of God, the goodness of our God, for the earth is the place where this Word is scattered about. And the Lord brings about the harvest. All credit and glory to him. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. The Word of God accomplishes the kingdom of God. It's what it's like. Control out of the sower's hand, and yet it's all right. There will be a harvest. The Word of God does not return empty. It works and it achieves. We see it today. Ears listening and ears that continue to listen. May this Jesus who speaks in parables, may he continue to give us wisdom as we hear them. Amen. Please stand. May the grace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We turn to page 20. We find the Create in Me. You may be seated. We collect our offering for the Lord. Please stand for prayer. We join in the prayer of the church, the responsive prayer we find in our service folder, or else it is printed on near around page 127, the responsive prayer for the Sundays after Pentecost. We pray. O Lord our God, you are wise and powerful, good and gracious. Your mercies are new every morning. Each day you open your hand and provide for the needs of your children on earth. Strengthen your church in all the world. Let your comforting message of salvation in Christ Jesus be to troubled souls everywhere. We bring you our requests for the various structures of our society. Bless our national, state, and local governments. Grant prosperity to our businesses and industries. Give employers a sense of fairness toward their workers, and employees a feeling of joy and pride in their workmanship. Invigorate the schools of our land. Give success to every effort that helps students read, think, and communicate in ways that will promote an informed and responsible citizenry. Arouse curious minds to discover the wonders of your created order. Strengthen the families of our country. Give fathers and mothers a renewed commitment to be good parents. Give children and young people the wisdom to regard their parents as your representatives. God, your infinite love restores those who err. It gathers the scattered. It preserves those you have gathered. Heal all divisions and grant your people true unity of faith, that nourished by the true shepherd of the church, they may serve you in all faithfulness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Gracious Father, we pray boldly as Jesus taught, with the confidence that you will hear, and with the faith that you will respond for our welfare. Amen. We join in the prayer our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. We sing our next hymn, hymn 283, Speak, O Savior, I am listening. Hymn 283. Please stand. Almighty God, grant your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, so that we may serve you in steadfast faith and confess your name as long as we live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. You may be seated for our concluding hymn, hymn 324. Almighty God, your word is cast. Hymn 324.